The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The education system that was used in America up until the early 1900s taught children how to reason. They learned how to identify the root of an idea or an event from its fruit. In other words, they learned to think biblically. For example, if someone did some act of kindness, they learned that kindness was a gift from God through that individual, because the Bible reveals that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. If someone stole something, they learned that act was from the sin root inside that person. The selfishness we received when we sinned in the Garden of Eden was the root of that fruit. Satan's work was the instigator of all such acts. Thus, they learned to reason from the beginning of an idea or event to the end of that idea or event. We call this principled education. The word principle, as defined by Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, means the cause, source, or origin of anything. Principled education made America the greatest nation in world history because biblical principles were constantly taught to the children. Because the Bible is the truth, children grew up with an unchanging, secure understanding of life and eternity. This gave them the peace to become producers in life as opposed to the consumer mentality we have today. There were seven principles which are found over and over in the parent-controlled education system of early America. Let's look at those briefly. Children were taught the principle of work. The word means to move to and fro. They learned that work meant physical activity as well as mental, and that there was no gain without pain. Another principle they learned was management. They learned to manage their time, their monies, their abilities, their relationships as a steward of God, to whom they would give an account for their activity. Children learned obedience. Defined, the word obey means to live under the voice of. Children learned they must obey the first time they were told to do something. They learned that obedience to God-ordained authority, parents, church leaders, and civil government, would bring the greatest order and prosperity to their lives. They also learned the principle of liberty. Liberty is freedom within boundaries, those boundaries being the Ten Commandments on the one side and the Sermon on the Mount on the other side. Liberty, unlike today, was lifted up then as the most precious of God's gifts. It would allow the truth to flow inside an individual and outside that individual through his home, church, and local community. Jesus had said, "When you know the truth shall make you free." Reason was another principle taught to children in the home, the church, and the school. As described earlier in this program, thinking from root to the fruit of an idea, event, or person allowed children to grow up with biblical discernment. This delivered them from Satan's deceptions, which are designed to destroy us. Another principle was covenant. It means the meeting of minds. If our mind meets with God's mind, we are changed to think as He thinks. This brings us His wisdom in this world. It secures our marriages, church relationships, and citizenship. No principle is greater in the kingdom of God. Another school principle which made America the freest, most prosperous nation in the world was individuality. Children were taught they were unique creations of God. No one else was exactly like them. This caused them to love such a personal God and delivered them from feelings of worthlessness and jealousy. They didn't need a counselor. They had the truth. The Bible says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it." Are you teaching your children this way? Not likely if they're in the public school system. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.